But that was nothing new in our line of work. You got used to people not looking at you. Sancho lowered his head and pushed back his ball cap. With the little one at home, he was quick to break the ice.
Hi, what's your name?
Abe answered for him, Liam. You want to be a deputy, Liam? The little guy didn't respond, but then Sergeant Vittoria pulled something from his pocket and handed it to the youngster. Liam opened a hand and took the gift, and I could see it was a gold-painted metal badge that read Sheriff, with crossed six-shooters at the top.
That badge is better than ours because it can make noise. Hold it up to your mouth and blow into it, he demonstrated. Just blow like a whistle.
Liam slowly raised the badge to his face and blew, and to my surprise it made a whizzing siren noise.
That's it.
For the first time, the boy smiled. Abe stood him on his feet and patted his back, sending him off.
You go with Nana while I say bye to these nice men, okay?
The smile faded, and he shot past us like a small fish darting through the doorway like it was dark water.
He don't talk much, but he listens, and I guess that's more important, you know.
I nodded and stood up, reaching back for the shotgun. Are you sure you want to part with this, Abe? Like you said, the statuary limits on the crime have passed. He smiled and stood along with me, hitching his thumbs behind his wide elastic suspenders.
Oh, are you making fun of me now?
No, I'm not. I stuck out a hand. If you hear anything, I'd appreciate it if you'd give us a call.
Will do.
He turned to Sansa Vittoria, transferring the hand his way.
Egun on.
The Basco nodded.
Egun ona izan de Zazula. Bye-bye.
Bumping back down the roadway, Sancho sawed the wheel, drifting to the right and then straightening his unit so that we barely missed one of the leaning poles.
Lays it on a little thick, doesn't he?
I suppose.
H2O program? Come on. He's what, second, third generation?
First.
Still, he's been here forever. Why does he sound like he just got off the boat?
Because he wants to. I glanced at the Basco.
Did you know that other than Lucian or Omar Rhodes, that old fella back there is probably the richest man in the county?
You're kidding.
Nope.
I glanced around at the canyons and arroyos churning from the foothills like chopped waves, the remaining snow looking like froth in the troughs. This place is about 15,000 acres, but he's got two others, and that's just in this county. Rumor has it that Beltran got the majority of this one in an epic poker game back in Durant. But Abe's pretty shrewd himself and has done nothing but add on to the empire since he took over. I watched the country take shape as other thoughts crowded in. Something wrong? When I was down in Cheyenne, I had a run-in with Libby Troon about Abe.
Who's Libby Troon?
She owns Liberty Bail Bonds down in Cheyenne.
The biggest one in the state?
I nodded. She said that Abarane had been taking the boy, whom I assume is Liam, on some unscheduled fishing trips. Do you know what I would pay to pass my kid off on weekends? He shook his head. And who would complain about a grandfather taking his grandson fishing?
I don't know.
I never let Libby get that far, but maybe I need to call her up and get the entire story. Watching the sun loosen itself from the low-flying cloud cover like a yolk from a pan, I pursued an investigation of my own.
Where did you get that toy badge?
Santiago pulled out another and handed it to me. Ruby was complaining that one of the drawers in her counter wasn't shutting right, so I pulled it and found a crumpled-up paper bag full of these.
Dobie County?
I read the fine print.
Tom Mix.
Yeah, I looked him up. They're from the 40s. Giveaways from a cereal company. Some of them have the whistle and some have a spinning six-shooter decoder. He jiggled his shirt pocket. I give them to kids when I'm out on patrol. He chuckled. That cheap old bastard Lucian must have done the same thing back in the day. I raised the tin toy to my lips and blew into it. Well, he didn't get to be one of the richest men in the county by being a spendthrift. I stared at the suspicious lack of communique on the door of my office. Why are there no post-its here? Ruby turned on her stool to regard me.
People have been doing your work for you, but you do have an appointment with Nate Lasky.
And who, pray tell, is Nate Lasky?
The nice young man who is now working
for the Durant Current.
What young man was working for the Durant Current?
I walked back over to her desk, sat on the edge, and reached a boot over to Pet Dog with the Vibram sole.
What's going on with Ernie Man About Town Brown?
She pushed back and looked up at me. He's approaching 100 years old, so he's hired this nice young man to do his legwork.
More likely so that he can play with his train set. Ernie Brown had an extravagantly marvelous train set cohabiting in the work area of the small weekly newspaper. So what does a cub reporter want?
A statement about the wolves.
Wolf. I shook my head. What about it? There's a wolf in the Bighorn Mountains. I'm not the Game and Fish, Predator Control, or Barnum and or Bailey.
Her phone rang, which was nothing remotely new, and she reached back to pick up the receiver and then listened for a moment. Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, he's right here. She hit the hold button. Nate Lasky, line one. I'm assuming you'd like to take this in your office?
Attempting to give off an air of nobility, I limped back with Dog following. Evidently he could feel my mood, or else he was in on the office pool, too. Slumping into my seat, I stared at the flashing red light on my phone, my arch-nemesis and all-around annoyance, as Dog sat and rested his head on my knee. Sufficiently anchored, I pulled the thing off the hook, held it up to my ear, and punched the button like a lotto ticket.
Yep. Sheriff?
The voice was very young. I repeated myself, yep.
This is Nate Lasky of the Durant Current, and I was hoping to get some comments from you about the wolf situation.
Wolf situation? There was a pause.
Yes, sir.
What wolf situation is that?
Well, we have wolves in the Bighorns now.
We have a wolf in the Bighorns. Wolf. Singular. A lone wolf.
He interrupted. But there was a man killed.
There is a man dead, which is not the same thing. I leaned back in my chair, class now in session. There is a man who most likely committed suicide.
But he was partially eaten by the wolf, singular?
I had to smile. Maybe the kid was smarter than I thought. At least his ass was. The wolf took part in some scavenging predation, which is what wolves, singular or plural, are sometimes wont to do.
Yes, but isn't it true that once wolves taste human flesh, they acquire taste for it?
I sighed. Not to my knowledge, but I'm no wolf expert. Perhaps you need to talk to the wardens over at Game and Fish, or to somebody who deals with these animals, and get some professional answers before writing your story. There was a pause.
So, you say the death was a suicide?
I said most likely a suicide.
Can you tell me his name?
Not until we've made arrangements in contacting the next of kin.
Was the man local?
No.
We've heard rumors that he was a shepherd. Could that have led to the circumstances surrounding his death?
I sighed again. Circumstances surrounding his death. How old are you?
Excuse me?
At the risk of sounding like Lucian, I still had to ask, how old are you, young man? Another pause.
I don't see how that has... I've been answering your questions. Now you answer mine. 24.
Where are you from? I'm just curious.
Casper.
Brand new degree in journalism?
Yes, sir.
When I was around that age, I got an invitation from the United States Marine Corps requesting my assistance in a conflict on the other side of the world in Vietnam. Nate. Can I call you Nate?
Yes, sir.
Call me Walt, okay?
Right, Walt.
What we have here is a man working up the mountain who may or may not have committed suicide, and a registered, radio-tagged wolf, most likely from the packs that have been reinstated in the greater Yellowstone region. Now, this wolf couldn't resist the opportunity of feeding on a portion of the dead man's body, even after most likely killing a ewe. Now, if that is the case, and from my understanding, this wolf will be dealt with swiftly in the parlance of the Game and Fish Department, then it should be noted that the wolf is alone and that it had nothing to do with the death of the man in question.
Got it.
Good. Is there anything else?
Excuse my ignorance, but having just moved here, I'm not aware. Have there been wolves in the Bighorns before?
I think there have been, but Chuck Coon of the Forest Service, or Ferris Kaplan over at Game and Fish, would be able to answer that and any other questions you have more capably than I.
I reached down and stroked Dog's head. I am no wolf expert.
One more thing?
Yep.
Do you have a stock photo you could email over to us here at the Current, just in case we decide to use it?
I don't have a computer or email. And no, I don't have a photo of myself. Besides, why in the world would you want a photo of me?
Just in case we decide to use it?
There was some rustling.
I'm trying to get some things up to date here in the office, but it's, difficult.
Is the train set getting in the way?
It's pretty sizable, Walt.
Best of luck with that, Nate. I hung the phone up and turned around in my chair to find the majority of my staff standing in the doorway. I addressed the only one that spoke Spanish. Sancho, you mind getting the number and contacting his wife in Chile?
Can do.
Has anybody run Miguel Hernandez through the National Crime Database?
Vic glanced at Cesar Vittoria and then back to me.
He's the victim. We generally don't do that.
Let's.
She turned to Sancho and dropped her voice.
Sick him.
He disappeared and she hung there in the doorway.
I heard you were met with armament this morning.
I pointed to the article in question, which was leaning against the wall beside the coat rack.
There it is. The preferred method of amputation for decades here in Absaroka County.
She picked it up and examined it, as Dog, bored with the conversation, went out to his usual spot under Ruby's desk.
I thought it was supposed to be a 12-gauge.
Evidently, even calibers get bigger in the telling.
She sat down, still holding the shotgun.
What's he like?
Who?
Her eyes came up.
Honest Abe.
Tough, but kind-hearted. Colorful. Why?
I'm assembling my suspect list.
Why in the world would he do it?
She shrugged.
It's a short list.
Well, you may be getting yourself all worked up for nothing. Navarani says Miguel had a history of self-mutilation, of cutting himself.
Oh, boy.
Yep, kind of textbook. He also mentioned that he had family down in Greeley, Colorado, so we might want to go through the personal effects and see if we can find some information on them as quickly as possible. You say he had a cell phone?
Yes. I'm charging it back to life now. It's one of those cheap prepaid deals, but we can get information like a call listing off of it.
Good.
So how goes a great wolf hunt?
Turning in my chair, I looked at the spring sky, partially cloudy, close and indifferent.
Like I say, not my problem.
Who are you talking to on the phone?
Some kid from the newspaper, hustling an angle.
She lodged her tactical boots onto the edge of my desk, the only one I let do that.
You give him one?
Not really.
Have him fucking talk to me next time.
Oh, that's just what we want.
I reached out and pulled my Rolodex from between Bancroft's Works, Volume 25, and Larson's History of Wyoming. Scrolling through the paper cards, I became aware of my undersheriff smirking.
What?
Internet for old people. You know, we're going to eBay that thing someday.
Finding the file I wanted, I dialed the number from the business card taped onto it, holding the receiver under my chin.
Don't you have things to do, you know, undersheriffy things?
She rolled her eyes and retrieved her boots, then curtsied before flipping her imaginary skirt up to moon me and then made an exit. Stage left. On the third ring, a voice rasping from having smoked too many Virginia Slims answered,
Liberty bail bonds, liberty means freedom.
Actually, it's more of an ability to choose or a basic right.
The rasp sharpened.
Who is this?
I'm hurt.
There was a cackling laugh followed by an uneven string of lung-rending coughs.
Walt Longmire, I've been emailing you.
That would be a trick in that I don't have a computer.
Well,
I listened as she mumbled, sticking what I assumed was another filter-tipped cigarette in her mouth, which she lit with a quick inhale.
That would explain why you haven't answered.
Why have you been trying to get in touch with me, Libby?
Wait.
She took another puff.
Who called who here?
Consider it a response to your emails. She hawed and hemmed and then hawed again.
This is kind of a touchy subject, but a party has contacted me about a man-hunting opportunity, and it's up there in your neck of the nape. So I thought I'd see if that delicious friend of yours, Henry Standing Bear, was available.
In what way?
Oh, I can think of a bunch. but this is simply a snatch and family grab.
Meaning?
This individual wants someone to go and get their kid back from a relative.
Are they the legal guardian?
Yes.
Then why don't they just file a petition with the court and let one of my deputies take care of it?
She hemmed and smoked some more.
I think they'd just as soon keep this on an unofficial basis.
And hire a kidnapper?
She hawed. Are you going to help me here?
Who are we talking about, Libby?
I'm not telling you if you're not going to help me.
There in Cheyenne, you mentioned Abarani Echipare. And I'm assuming this is his grandson, Liam, we're discussing.
There was a pause, including both him and Hall.
I was hoping you'd forgotten that part of the conversation.
Nope.
Now, who's the potential felon?
The son-in-law, Donnie Lott.
Chapter 4. The Cheyenne Nation lifted the beer from the cooler behind the bar and rested the can on the surface of the coaster that bore the logo of the Red Pony Bar and Grill. No bottles in the Powder River country. Hard to throw a can and hurt somebody, and nobody ever threw a full one.
He has a cousin in Greeley.
Henry Standing Bear pulled the tab on the can, leaving it vertical. I studied it.
Why do you do that?
He folded his powerful arms and leaned on the bar back as Art Blakey's A Night in Tunisia played from the jukebox.
It allows the client to know that the can is a fresh one.
They can't figure that out on their own?
In my line of work, there are levels of awareness, and most of my clientele are VIPs.
VIPs?
Very intoxicated persons.
As if on cue, an agricultural cowboy sidled up to the bar and, adjusting his signature John Deere ball cap, slurred the words,
"Hey, can we get another round? I'm celebrating with my brother-in-law about just getting divorced from his sister."
"Nothing runs like a deer or smells like a John."
The bear continued looking at me, but spoke toward the man.
"Does your group have a DD?"
The younger man looked at him, his face as blank as a shore-leave sailor's bank account.
"A what?"
"Is there a sober member of your party who can drive all of you home?"
Yeah. JJ's wife don't drink."
The dark eyes shifted to the man and then to the two other men sitting at the far side of the pool table. One, a regular-looking fellow, and the other, a blonde-haired guy in a rumpled suit and loosened tie.
"I do not see a female accompanying you."
The drunk kid looked. Evidently, he wasn't sure himself.
"Oh, she's on her way."
Henry nodded.
"When she gets here, I'll be happy to provide you with a fresh round of beverages."
He stood there for a moment more and then moved to go. After a few steps, he turned back.
"He's my lawyer, and like I said, we're celebrating my getting a divorce from his sister. Why don't you just give us those beers now, because JJ's going to be real pissed if I head back over there empty-handed."
"I am truly sorry for the inconvenience."
The kid nodded again and then cocked his head, listening to the jazz.
"And could we get something else on the jukebox?"
"No."
If anything, the blankness was enhanced.
Okay.
The bear turned back to me.
"Did you call the cousin?"
"Vic did."
"Anything?"
They were very sad and had no idea why he might have done it. He studied me.
"You hate this part."
"Yep, so much so that I palmed off calling Hernandez's widow in Chile on Sancho." I turned the beer on the coaster.
"I do hate it.
Telling people that their loved one has gone on to the great beyond.
I do indeed hate it. Lonely work."
I turned the can some more.
"Kind of like bartending."
"I wish."
Once again on cue, the young man reapproached, and then returned to look at him once more.
"No."
He stood there for a moment, almost frozen to the wooden floor, but then turned and retreated without another word.
"Tell me about the wolf."
I brought my eyes back to him and shifted gears. "What do you want to know?"
"What did it look like?"
"Like a wolf." His head dropped a bit in disappointment in me.
"Can you be a little more specific?"
"What do you care?"
"I want to know if I know it."
"What, you're on a first-name basis with all the wolves in Wyoming and Montana?"
"A few."
He waited, and I summoned up the image of the wolf, which was surprisingly easy. Big. I glanced down at the snoring monster wrapped around the base of my bar stool. Bigger than him. Amazing. Few things in this epoch are. Dark, but with a mask sort of over the eyes, along the nose, and to the sides of the muzzle that had a lot of gray. Dark-colored overall with really light eyes, almost a caramel color. I shrugged. He also had a $4,000 transmitting collar on him, and his official title is 777M. He looked slightly surprised.
Chuck Coon told you that?
No, a woman by the name of Kasek Chichu, who works for the Wolf Conservancy, did. She's... let me see if I can get this right. Cree Assiniboine, Young Dogs, Piaput First Nation.
Kasek, Cree for Sky Blue. So she's Canadian.
I guess... but she says you broke her uncle's arm one time, arm wrestling, over in Spokane. He shook his head.
Doesn't ring any bells.
Well, if I had as many cases of aggravated assault as you...
he ignored me. So, male.
Kasek Chichu is female.
The Wolf, 777M. The M stands for male.
Oh.
How old?
I have no idea, but I'd say old. Probably kicked off from his pack by some young buck.
He smiled.
What?
You are feeling some empathy for this aged wolf.
I hadn't thought about it.
Maybe so. I would not want to meet the younger wolf that could run off something bigger than dog.
He studied the surface of the bar between us, reached behind, and took a sip of the tonic water and lemon juice he sometimes kept on the bar back.
It might be someone I know, or perhaps someone you know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sometimes people's spirits come back, and some of their favorites are bears, buffalo, and wolves.
Were-bears and were-buffaloes?
Not exactly.
Folding the tab down, I finally took a sip of my Rainier.
Uh-huh. In my culture... animals are celebrated as beautiful, mysterious, powerful, dangerous, and benevolent. There was a period before we lost the ability to listen when the animals took pity on us, protected and taught us to the point where they became human in times of great need.
Henry, he held out a hand,
hear me out. Back in the day, my people wore the skins and furs of these animals, choosing the animals that appealed to them. Say a person were to choose a wolf, or more important, the wolf were to choose this person, and the person becomes the wolf without changing their physical form. He or she dreamed of wolves, developed wolf skills and power, acted like a wolf, immersed themselves in wolf lore, talked with wolves, hunted with wolves, was taught by wolves, protected by wolves, painted himself or herself as a wolf, and wore wolf amotome in his or her medicine bundle.
He reached into his shirt and pulled out the small, beaded pouch he always wore around his neck.
This is where the border between two species is broken. And spiritually, the wolf and the human become one.
Well, I hope it isn't anybody we know, because when the DNA testing gets back from the lab in Laramie, this wolf is as good as gone.
He nodded, dropped his head, and as the dark hair closed around his face, took another sip of his faux drink. You said the wolf is older.
Well, he looked older, but I didn't get a chance to see his ID. He returned the glass to the flat surface behind him and crossed his arms again.
How long ago was it you met Virgil White Buffalo on the mountain?
I sat there, just looking at him. His face rose and he studied me.
What?
Pulling my horsehide jacket aside, I reached into my shirt pocket and tossed the card I'd found on the ground of the mountain under the battered and gouged surface of the bar. I watched as it slid across and stopped just short of slipping off the other side. The bear leaned forward and examined the blue printing on the white card that announced, "Cash prizes, Mallow Cup play money 5 points." Aware that I had found these self-same cards left to me by a dead or possibly not dead 7-foot crow shaman. Henry's eyes focused so deeply, I was afraid the thing might burst into flames.
This was with the dead man?
No. It was where I saw the wolf for the first time. He picked it up and examined it more closely.
You found these before, during your interactions with Virgil?
Yep.
You could have scattered these things all over the mountain.
Yep.
There is only one problem.
He handed it back to me. This one is like new. I placed the card down by my beard.
I do not suppose Kasich, Chichu, or Chokun are fond of mallow cups.
I really wouldn't know. I stared at the card.
If, and this is a big if Virgil came back in this manner,
what would he be trying to say to me?
Difficult to know. Perhaps nothing.
I raised my eyes to look at him.
It is possible he is simply checking up on you, just seeing how you are progressing in the most inconspicuous way he knows.
175-pound wolf?
We all have our ideas of unassuming. You have to admit it is more subtle than a 7-foot crow shaman.
A little. I spun my can on the coaster. So why is he checking on me?
Concerned for your welfare.
I curled the corners of my mouth enough to give the impression of a smile. I could have used his help down in Mexico.
Maybe you had it.
He placed his palms on the back edge of the bar, his forearms turned forward, the blued veins visible.
It is difficult to confront madness because insanity is a stranger to reason, and any reasonable response would be insane.
I stared at him.
I think I got that. The only thing more difficult is to return from madness, because we are never again sure that we are truly sane.
He fingered the card.
Like a disease, the madness lingers in the system, dormant, but never truly gone from the mind. And we must learn to suppress it so that we can once again trust ourselves to be in civilized society.
So I have to learn to trust myself again.